Well, I knew Ed and Murphy from Clifton, where they were the pastors at the church, but that's where they got the idea that they actually started a shelter there. And I guess that's what you stayed at, because Clifton would send a bus downtown, pick up people
Oh,
down at the Episcopal Church where they were told to gather, and they had a ticket system, and then they'd bring them out. And that all happened because of the movement for non, what was it called? The Movement for Nonviolence,
Yeah.
where with
Oh, the King thing.
Mitch Snyder in
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Washington,
yeah.
D.C. And then, in fact, they're the ones that donated the first mats for the church, because luckily the church was not really that successful, and they never did build the big sanctuary that they wanted. All they had was the recreation hall, which had no pews in it yet, just folding chairs. So you could take the folding chairs up, and I remember the mats were in the corner and the folding chairs were in the corner, and
I
then
remember
one
something is
come
up
in,
in
another go out.
on
What?
Peachtree. It was a Westgate Coffee House. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, what about
Bruce,
that?
the food bank, he was a minister there, and he,
Bruce Brubank?
yeah,
I don't remember him.
at the food bank, yeah, and
Oh.
he was there, and they had all kind of people. They even had Big Mama Thornton playing there, and
Oh my.
Big Mama Thornton, and what's the other? Arlo Guthrie played there, and a lot of people like that. Hampton Bruce band played there. Hampton Grease band,
Yeah.
with
And
Bruce
that was
Hampton,
12th
and
Gate. Yeah, that was the beginning of the coffee houses
the
and
Grease Sisters and the Stump Brothers, the same thing as Bruce Hampton.
oh,
Yeah.
okay. Huh. Very interesting.